many people remember Clark Gable in the movie Gone with the Wind, but have you seen him in his role of a dying Union soldier? His joke turned out to be taken literally, and today he's immortalized in this famous scene. The story is today's edition of The American Countryside.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Well, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it?
Today's a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause we know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it up.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
In the 1880s, General John Logan commissioned a campaign poster to be created, a 42 feet tall and 358 feet wide mural of the Battle of Atlanta, of which he commanded Union troops. However, he died just before the piece was unveiled. It was eventually acquired by the City of Atlanta.
Fortunately, the City of Atlanta moved forward plans on creating a facility specifically to house the painting in 1892, the origin of the cyclorama.
The building displayed the large painting in a giant circle. It took 10 artists to create, and they took great care in researching the scenes they put on the linen.
They were able to recount and recover diaries and sketches from battle scenes. The artists traveled from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, to gain a vantage point of some of the landscapes and things of that nature.
For 44 years, it was just one large painting, but then a diorama was built. Horses, soldiers, wagons, roads, and more were created in front of the painting to make it 3D. It was a WPA project in the 1930s. The effect is amazing.
This was a project introduced to the city to help create jobs. There were 100 to 150 different artist jobs created to bring about the diorama.
The diorama has changed some. After the 1936 premiere of Gone with the Wind, Clark Gable came here to view it.
Jokingly, he made the comment that the painting and diorama was not quite finished. However, if a depiction of him was added, it would be a whole lot better. So we do have Mr. Gable on the diorama, however depicted as a dead Union soldier.
It's all a part of this over century-old exhibit that still amazes today. Traveling the countryside in Atlanta, Georgia, I'm Andrew McCrae.